This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The home ownership rate among African Americans has fallen about 17% since its peak in 2004, according to the U.S. Census. And new research this week from the Center for American Progress finds homes in African American neighborhoods also do not appreciate as much or as quickly as those in white neighborhoods. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports.
The lower African American homeownership rate is a frustrating, systemic, and enduring problem, says Skylar Olson, the director of economic research at Zillow.
Even if we're talking about more recent trends, we still can point to long-term effects of policies that date, more than 50 years ago.
Because if your grandparents couldn't buy a house and use that house to build some wealth, then maybe they couldn't help your parents buy a house, and now your parents can't help you. That's just one factor that contributes to the racial gap in homeownership. And Michaela Zonta with the Center for American Progress says when people do buy homes, the prices in neighborhoods where there's a large concentration of African Americans don't increase in value as quickly as the predominantly white neighborhoods.
This can have a very important impact on the opportunity of Black homeowners to accumulate equity.
Equity, the kind of wealth that could help the next generation buy a house of their own. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.